Wake up fresh
daily.
Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. K-Rock 955.
Lighthouse, 10 past 6, Tuesday morning on K-Rock 955. Wonderful to have you along with us, guys. VFA Learning, you can become a personal trainer. 2021 applications now open.
Wow, it just really tapers out.
It does,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
A little bit extra.
Yeah.
For what you ordered.
Well, they just hang on, don't they? Really? Give it up.
Hanging by a moment.
Yeah.
Says what it does on the can.
That's just not the same.
Now, see how I try and just get some of your sayings into my...
Bounce my gear back at me?
Yeah,
no,
I
that's
do.
Fine. I appreciate
Sorry.
That. That's how you know the show's working.
Yeah.
You hear that language parroted back to you.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I love
Wonderful.
It. You are my connoisseur when it comes to everything liquid-based, mostly beer.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Oh, your eyes just sparkled up.
I just realised this is going to be a very boozy first half hour of the show, but that's fine.
Lovely. So there is a beer that you say that I drink crap beer. Because you are such a hoity-toity, get potpourri in a bowl, pour beer into it, strain it out, and then have beer that tastes like grandma's house. And you're like, oh, my God, this is so nice.
I just don't like
I'll pay $17 a can.
I'm just not going to pay for donkey's urine.
Okay, well, maybe I like donkey's urine. When it comes to beer, and I only really started drinking beer when I moved up to Townsville. Because it's so hot, you can't have a wine.
Yeah.
Because it just gives you a straight up headache,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I enjoy a few different types of beer.
Sure.
I like a draft. I like
in a Carlton draft.
Yeah.
Like some sort of animal.
I like a Great Northern.
Like some sort of animal.
I like Melbourne Bitters.
Like some sort of animal.
I like VBs.
Like some sort of animal.
Like Furfies. Ha.
You got me there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So you know that's my style, and whenever you and I go out. And I'm like, oh, and you're like, oh, you know, come on, Lockie, let's go have a beer. I mean, it happens all the time. And we're like, yeah, all right. And you're like, oh, I'll get it for you. I'm like, I love you. And you're, I'm like, can I have a draft, please? And you're like, oh, you're such a loser. Can I please have a beer made with the scent of a lady who's been foresting for 17 years and has finally come out of the bush? Yes, we've got that for you here, sir. Oh, I make it an IPA because I want to get tanked. Right.
Okay.
There's a classic Australian beer that's trying to make a comeback.
Okay.
Now, we know that classic beers have done well in the past 5 years or so. Melbourne Bitter, for one, right?
Yeah, with the hipsters latched onto old Melbourne Bitter.
Love an MB.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Love kickstarting, an MB. And now people love it. So there's a beer that is huge overseas and they act like we love it.
Yeah, I know where you're going with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're trying to be like, okay, everyone thinks Aussies love this beer.
Yeah.
We're going to make Aussies love this beer. And I just wanted to know whether you will get on board.
Well, it's Foster's, isn't it?
That's it's 100%
Foster's. Who owns Foster's?
Foster's is CUB.
Okay. I'm out.
Why?
No, I'm not. I think they CUB are involved with some wonderful breweries that they have... accumulated over the time.
Well, okay. They're going to launch a new 30-can classic slab. So they're going the Foster's classic route.
Okay.
Because they're trying to appeal, I think, to that whole, hey, remember Paul Hogan?
Yeah.
Remember Foster's classic Simpsons gear?
Yeah.
You know, it's classic. It's you. I mean, see, there's a slogan right there. It's classic. It's you. It's Foster's.
Yeah.
I've never had a Foster's, so
I have. Right. So I've tried it. It's not great. I'm not going to lie to you.
It says here, this is the guy, CUB's head of classic brands, Hayden Turner is his name. He said Foster's is an iconic brand Australians know and trust. So it is really no surprise drinkers have told us they want more. Who are you chatting to, hey?
Yeah, no one in Australia.
No one in Australia has said that.
When I did Bogan Bingo, you'd go and there'd be prizes at the events. Like the people organising the gig would also have prizes waiting for you.
Yeah.
And so it'd be footy clubs, that kind of thing. We went to a footy club and one guy had a carton of Foster's that he had had for about 3 months that he had accidentally bought somehow.
Yeah.
And had been trying to get people to take when they visited his house, and no one would take it off his hands. And so he'd brought it as a prize. And do you know what was left? The only thing left at the end of the night?
Mm.
Carton of Foster's.
Yeah.
No one wanted it.
Yeah, well, maybe Hades can turn it around.
No, like,
it's a classic beer that's left at pubs.
Wouldn't have thought so. I mean, I could talk about this for hours.
I know,
but then,
so we'll just wrap it up.
Yeah, all right.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie.
I am famously not a cruise ship guy.
Mm-hmm.
Kicking and screaming is the only way you'll get me onto a cruise ship.
Ditto.
I just can't see what's good about it, if you know what I mean. Heard too much bad stuff. So when cruising kind of was cancelled due to COVID, I obviously didn't care.
Didn't care one iota either.
It's huge though. People love it. I mean, my mum and her husband, they've been on a couple of – they went to, I don't know, South Pacific.
Yeah. People froth a cruise.
Especially as you get older in life. I think it's – I don't know. Seems like a holiday that's more tailored to –
do you know what I've heard?
A more senior person. What?
It's that senior people actually sell their houses and just go cruise after cruise after cruise after cruise after cruise.
Yeah, why not? Spend the inheritance. Forget the kids. What have they done for you lately? So it will come back eventually. And in fact, so the federal government has had a ban on cruise ships doing anything.
Yeah.
And that ends in a couple of weeks' time. So they're now working with the industry to set up a framework of how cruise ships do come back into service and what that looks like and what the procedures are going to be and what's going to change.
It's like if you can't get gastro under control... how are you going to get COVID under control?
Mate, you said that, not me. But I agree with you
100%. Right?
I'm glad you said it.
Let's have everyone not shitting our pants on the way out.
Yeah. All the way in. This would initially involve restricted local cruises for local residents only, limited passenger numbers, 100% testing of guests and crews, extensive screening and sanitisation protocols in place. And that's even before COVID. Should be anyway. Anyway, so that's the gear, right? That's the plan. They're gonna get it rolling again. But there's one thing, and my father-in-law is gonna be devo. Kim, if you're listening this morning, because I know he does listen up in Brisbane. On
g'day,
that,
Kim.
Shout out to Kim. It's 6:10 there right now. He might not be in the car yet. And it's probably a good thing because he's going to be absolutely gutted. He's never been on a cruise. And in fact, we've been kind of working towards, pre-COVID, we'd been working towards sending him and the mother-in-law on a cruise.
Aww.
And the only reason he's keen, two reasons he's keen.
Yeah.
He's keen because Deb's keen.
Yeah.
He's also keen because his understanding of cruise ships is 24-hour buffet.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Mm.
Pretty much 24 hours.
Or you can eat whenever you want to eat it.
Yep, you just rock up because you pay. It's all inclusive.
Yeah.
Because I've been on a 3-day cruise before.
Mm.
And yeah, you're just like, fancy some fish and chips? What about some fried rice? What about some dessert? Yep, all there. Just put it all on my plate and then all in my stomach.
There have been many casualties of COVID, many things that we've had to sacrifice. Unfortunately, the cruise ship buffet is one of them.
No!
Going the way of the dodo. Food buffets will not make a return to ships.
But what if, but they serve the buffet. Like, I understand the whole you serving yourself buffet. Just put the glass on the other side.
No.
That's the best part.
Yeah. So no more buffets on cruise ships. And it's not even for the foreseeable future. It just says food buffets will not make a return to ships.
Oh, nah.
So
there'll be a riot.
A thing of the past.
No.
Thing of the past.
Not acceptable.
They're also saying cruise enthusiasts are going to have to, if they are going to eventually go overseas, they're going to have to quarantine when they get back. So they've got a lot of work to do to organise all of that, but they would essentially go and then when they get back have to do 2 weeks quarantine. And I thought cruise ships had already been doing that anyway. What they do is they stop in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
And they run out of power. Or petrol.
No, they don't.
Or fresh water.
Yeah, no.
And then everybody just vomits and poos everywhere.
Oh, my God.
And it's a great 2 weeks and then you can come back on shore.
Yeah. 10 kilos lighter.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie.
I'm a proud auntie to two beautiful, well, three beautiful dogs.
Yeah.
There's Jasper, which is my brother and his girlfriend Bridget's dog. And then there's Huey and Nash, who are my sister Kim and her boyfriend Nath's dogs.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Now, Huey's a blue heeler and he's been around, I think he's like maybe four or five now.
Oh, I thought he was heaps older than that.
Nah, yeah. He's about, I think he's around five. Yeah. So he's been around. He's been part of the family for ages. We love Huey. He's a good boy.
Yeah.
And Kim and Nath decided to adopt another dog starter this year.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the Australian Working Dog Rescue people?
Yes, I do, yeah.
And you probably see a lot of their posts because I like every single one of them. Mm. And so they do some epic work, right? And so Kim and Nath decided to rescue John was his original name.
Okay, well, that's not a name for a dog.
Right? Kelpie Cross, they've changed his name to Nash. So no, that's why Nash now lives. Nash now lives with Kim and Nathan Huey.
Yeah.
And Nash was from WA, so they had to bring him over. And apparently didn't, you know, have the best little life when he was a pup, poor darling.
Yeah.
But Nath posted something up the other day on Facebook and I thought, I'm going to read that because it's really, really sweet. And it gives a bit of an insight into adopting and stuff because they've had a lot of problems with Nash. He's a beautiful dog.
Yeah.
He's so beautiful, but because of previous issues, they've had a lot of problems. And he said, as many may know, in March, Kim and I rescued a cute little puppy named John, now named Nash. We thought we were getting a cute little fella with no problems, but boy, did we not know what we were in for. Nash suffers from anxiety-related reactivity, lead aggression out of fear, destructive behaviour. They put in a whole new backyard, like Nate's a landscaper. They put in a full backyard with like full veggie patch and everything, came home one day and Nash had ripped
the whole thing up.
Whole
lot.
Wow. Yeah. House and backyard been ruined, which during COVID lockdown has left us stumped with trying a few avenues with minimal help from the people we rescued him through and other resources. Myself and Kim both have been broken at times. Kim came home like one day and Nash had like bitten up the couch.
Yeah, I remember that day.
Right? And then it was just like, oh God, you know. And you love these animals, but when it's constant destruction and stuff, it's like, oh God, you know, it's tough, man.
How much of this can we take?
Yeah. Myself and Kim have both been broken at times, feeling helpless that there's nothing we could do to help, or have we even done the right thing because it's been affecting Huey's weekly fun activities too, right? Yesterday, this is the other day, they had a consult with a qualified vet and a vet behavioralist. I can't say that word.
It's all right. You had a good go at it.
And a trainer. And they thought medicating dogs was not the right way, Kim and Nath, originally, right? But through the chats with the vet and the vet behavioralist and the trainer, they're like, okay, we're going to try him on some anxiety medication.
Sure.
And how's this? The anxiety medication that they give dogs is the same as they give humans.
Yeah, right.
And it was quite funny because I said, what brand's he on? Is it the same as me? Because that would be hilarious.
So funny.
Yeah, but it's not, but it's similar.
But he's got his own brain pills now.
Yeah, like, he's got his own brain pills.
Like, you've got to take your brain pills,
everybody.
Brain pills.
Come
every
on
day.
Now. So, and he says, we finally feel like we've turned a new page and have confidence in the consultation to help Nash live his best life. Just wanted to put this out there so you can see the unglossy side of adopting, as we feel the agency we went through isn't just all the happy photos which they put up. I wouldn't change a thing. He's such a character, but needed to put this out there as it feels like there's light at the end of the tunnel now. Just a shout out to Kimma. She's been a soldier through this and you've done an amazing job. So, and then a lot of people wrote afterwards. It really hit a nerve with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because people obviously, we've got Gores here, which is an amazing service.
Yeah.
And a lot of the dogs and the cats as well, but the dogs that they have, they've been through a lot of trauma and it's not easy. People think, I'm just going to get a dog and we'll just walk it and we'll have a fun time.
Yeah.
But there's so many dogs out there that have problems and they're such complex beings and they deserve love and time, and sometimes people can't provide that. And it's been a lot of money that they've had to spend on Nash and getting him the help that he needs and everything. So I'm just like, oh, that's really beautiful. And it's really tough to open up about that sort of stuff sometimes. So I just thought, that was really lovely. Yeah. And they're doing a great little job.
And it is a good thing to do, to adopt. It's a really good thing
to
do. And I strongly encourage you to do it, but it's good to know, you know, what you're going into, what you're getting
into. Yeah, and of course there is avenues for help out there.
Yes.
So, yeah. You know, ask around and check with the people that you adopted through and everything, because the animals deserve, they might not be the easiest, but you definitely, you know, put in the hard work and you get a best friend for life. We know that.
Well said, mate. All right. Thanks for bringing that to the table.
Wake up fresh. Daily. Wake up. Fresh. Daily. With Tom and Lonnie. K-Rock 955.
Let's do it.
You'll never believe this. Loggy has never tried eggnog.
And I don't ever want to have it.
So it's time for Tom and Loggy's Nog Off.
I'm not coming over to taste your nog.
No, I'm going
to
bring my nog to work.
And that's exactly what I've done. I've brought an assortment of nogs for you to try.
Have they been refrigerated?
They have been. That's where we just were. We were just in the kitchen getting ourselves set up.
All right.
Three lovely glasses. That Steve Dave from our digital department's brought in. We're live on Facebook now, aren't we, Steve Dave?
We are.
We are? Fantastic. Okay, great news.
That's now, epic.
Steve Dave went home last night and spent his whole evening making eggnog just for this moment.
What? So it's not the store-bought one?
No, there is a store-bought one.
Okay.
There's a homemade one.
Yeah.
And then there's another homemade one that's it's just got a little bit of a twist to it. Okay?
Yeah, that sounds lots of fun.
All right, so I'm going to come... Okay, so
I've got the shakes, by the way.
You've got the glasses in front of you. Just
epic.
What's going through your head right now?
Through my head right now is the fact that I don't trust you. Also, I don't like being blindfolded and fed weird foods. And you promise me that I'm able to swallow all these things?
Yeah, 100%. Like I said to you, I wouldn't make you do anything that I wouldn't do. And in fact, you know what? Steve Dave has gone to such effort that he's actually brought in like whipped cream and cinnamon sticks and all just to get you in that test.
What? Really?
Right? So here's number one.
Okay.
You try it. Just have a sip. There's a straw and everything there, mate.
Oh, really?
Yeah, feel the straw. There you go. Get it pretty deep so you get past the cream. But have a sip of that.
Okay, it feels thick.
Tell us which one.
Should I smell them first or not? Can I smell?
Yeah, smell. It should just smell like cinnamon.
Okay.
Remember, these poured his heart and soul into this too.
Yeah, lovely.
What is it?
It tastes, is this like just plain custard or something?
That's eggnog. It's the homemade one though. That's,
you did really well, Steve. It's beautiful.
Steve Dave made. So
yep. Nice and thick.
Would you drink that by choice?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Yes. Dave, you've done so well.
Here we go. Here's the second one.
Okay. I love your choice of cup too, by the way. Are they vases?
No, they're just ones with stems.
This film is a lot thinner.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm terrified. Oh, has this got alcohol in it?
No. This is not the one with alcohol in it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it tastes thinner. It tastes like milk. Milk with it. Is this the twist? It tastes like milk with a twist. No. Yeah, I'd probably drink that.
Yeah.
I think the first one is like custard.
Yeah, right.
So custard in a jar.
Right, the second one you've just had is the Paul's one, right? That's never...
Oh, okay.
From the shops, okay?
Okay.
This is the one with the bit of a treat in it, okay? And this is the way... This is the traditional way of drinking eggnog. Grab the straw.
Okay. Hang on. Okay. I trust... I will throw it in your face. Okay.
Okay, well, I'm standing behind Steve Dave, so...
Is this just plain milk?
No, just give it a stir. There's... Yeah, and then one more big sip.
Oh, yuck, what is that?
Does it taste eggy? Because that's just milk with an egg in it.
Are you serious? Oh, my God! Oh, but you put some chocolate on top, so that's okay.
It's not even chocolate, it's cinnamon.
Oh, my God, I hate raw eggs so much.
It's good protein, mate. And that's light milk, you'll be pleased to know, so it's just in line with your diet at the moment. And that's your eggnog experience. At least one of them you liked.
Oh, my God, I'm really sorry. I hate to be this person, but I really.
Oh, you're a team player. Well done. You've now experienced eggnog.
Oh, bless.
Wake up fresh daily.
Wake up
fresh daily.